In marriage, intimacy goes far beyond physical closeness. It's about connection, heart to heart, soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. When a couple shares emotional and spiritual intimacy, their relationship becomes more than a partnership. It becomes a sacred bond that reflects God's love. And in a world that often prioritizes surface-level affection, nurturing this deeper kind of closeness takes intention, prayer, and grace. Today, we're exploring how to strengthen emotional and spiritual intimacy so your marriage can thrive from the inside out. 1. Emotional intimacy begins with vulnerability. Every healthy marriage needs a safe space where both spouses can be fully known, without fear of judgment or rejection. That's what emotional intimacy looks like. It grows when you share your thoughts honestly, listen without interrupting, and choose empathy over quick solutions. It's in those late-night conversations, the moments of laughter after a long day, and even in tears shared during hard times. Proverbs 20 verse 5 says, "The purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out." Emotional intimacy is about drawing out what's inside your spouse, not fixing them, but understanding them. When you create that emotional safety, love deepens. You begin to feel like true teammates again, not just parents, roommates, or co-workers in life, but best friends who still see each other. 2. Spiritual intimacy flourishes through prayer. Spiritual intimacy is one of the most overlooked yet powerful aspects of marriage. It's built when two people seek God together, inviting Him to be not just part of their relationship, but the very center of it. Pray together often, not just over meals or before bed, but in the ordinary moments too. Pray when you're stressed, when you disagree, and when you're grateful. Prayer unites hearts in ways nothing else can. It humbles you, reminds you of your shared dependence on God, and keeps bitterness from taking root. Matthew 18 verse 20 reminds us, "For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them." When a couple prays together, God's presence fills their home with peace, forgiveness, and direction. 3. Build emotional connection through intentional time. Love doesn't grow on autopilot. It needs time and attention. Schedule moments just for each other, even if life feels busy. Put away the distractions. Look into each other's eyes. Ask questions like, "How's your heart?" or "What's been on your mind lately?" These small check-ins are powerful. They remind your spouse that they matter to you, not just for what they do, but for who they are. Date nights, walks, shared hobbies, or simply sitting together with no agenda. All of these moments feed your emotional connection. Remember, quality time isn't about perfection. It's about presence. 4. Grow spiritually by sharing your faith journey. Another way to nurture spiritual intimacy is to grow in your faith side by side. Read scripture together. Discuss sermons. Share what God is teaching you personally. Even something as simple as doing a Bible study as a couple can spark beautiful conversations and draw you closer to one another and to God. You might not always be in the same place spiritually, and that's okay. The goal isn't to be identical, but to support and encourage each other as you both grow in Christ. When you walk with God together, your marriage gains an anchor that keeps you steady when emotions fluctuate. Because spiritual connection goes deeper than feelings, it's built on faith, trust, and shared purpose. 5. Choose grace daily. Every couple will face seasons of disconnection or stress. But in those moments, grace is what brings healing. Ephesians 4 verses 2-3 says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." Grace looks like listening instead of snapping back. It's forgiving quickly. It's giving your spouse the benefit of the doubt. Grace makes space for love to grow again, even after misunderstandings. And when emotional and spiritual intimacy feel distant, grace is often the bridge that brings you back to each other. Emotional and spiritual intimacy don't happen overnight. They're cultivated day by day through small acts of love, listening, prayer, and patience. The more you invite God into your marriage, the more your hearts will align, not just with each other, but with Him. Because true intimacy isn't just about closeness, it's about oneness, the kind that mirrors God's own relationship with His people. So, keep showing up for each other. Keep sharing, praying, forgiving, and growing. Because when you nurture both emotional and spiritual intimacy, your marriage becomes not just stronger, but deeply, beautifully unshakable. You've been listening to Blissfully Wedded, where faith, love, and marriage come together to inspire couples to grow closer to God and to each other. To read this post and explore more devotionals, visit blissfullywedded.com.